This is Stephanie Enders, and I'm the Chief Delivery Officer at the Alberta Machine Intelligence Institute.
Can you tell us what AIMI is?
For sure. So AIMI, or the Alberta Machine Intelligence Institute, is one of the nation's three centers of excellence for artificial intelligence research and commercialization. So we were established in 2017 as part of something called the Pan-Canadian AI Strategy. And Canada was the first nation in the world to actually have a dedicated strategy around advancing artificial intelligence research and opportunities to move it into the community.
Wow. And you're located right downtown, because when I'm down there, I can always see these big letters up on the sides of the building. And I just think it's so amazing that we have something like that located downtown Edmonton. And you have a special event that's coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. That's so lovely that you see us being loud and proud in the downtown core. And it really is a testament to Alberta investing in AI for decades before it was cool. And so we're really building on a rich heritage of people thinking deeply about this technology. The big event we have coming up is called Upper Bound. It's May 20th to 23rd here in Edmonton. And it's really a celebration of all of that dedicated work on things like the ethics of AI, the fundamentals of AI, and how AI is going to impact all these different domains. So it's a four-day celebration where there's different talks, workshops, networking for all kinds of different sectors to really bring different people together around this topic. One of my favorite parts is that you don't have to be an expert in AI to really get a lot out of the conference. Mm. Every session has a technical proficiency rating. It starts at zero, which is like you might be a kid or you haven't heard anything about AI, all the way to five, which is a world-leading expert. So there's lots of these like creative collisions in the hallways because of that.
I love that, because I was going to say, listen, if I don't know a lot, but I'm like interested because everyone's talking about it. And sometimes people are scared when we talk about AI. Could I actually go if I don't know enough about AI yet?
I actually think the conferences are a really great opportunity to educate yourself and really invest in your own learning and development. And I totally get that piece of being like scared of AI. Like it's in every show we watch. It's mm-hmm. the plot point in so many movies. So we're really like inundated with a very kind of entertainment-based version of AI, and this is a chance to meet the people behind it. And so my favorite track for folks that I would call AI curious is AI for productivity. And those are sessions that are really focused on like practical day-to-day uses of this technology from folks that are actually trying things out.
There's like over 200 sessions planned, which for some people could be overwhelming. But the fact that you're rating them of like, okay, this is if you're curious or if you know everything about it, this is a rating 5. And so you make it really easy for people to engage with the conference no matter what level they're at.
That's our goal. So I've been with AIMI for a little over 5 years now, and I'm a non-technical professional. So even every day here at AIMI, I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, like this technology is changing so fast. Who do I go to ask questions? And I have this incredible luxury of amazing, diverse staff who are technical and non-technical who work on this all day. And this is a chance for us to really open the doors and make that luxury that I have available to everybody.
Oh, I love that. So Upper Bound is happening in May. Do you see this conference moving, growing, and evolving over the next few years? Is it going to stay in Edmonton? Or how about if they're not in Edmonton, can they still engage in this conference?
Absolutely. So I'm pretty shocked about how fast the conference has grown. It started 4 years ago as really a birthday party for the 20 years of AI research. And to see it grow to thousands of attendees and hundreds of sessions has been really exciting. So we're so excited to see where it goes. We're proud to be Alberta-based, and our home here in Edmonton is one place where we can really bring people together. For folks that are located across the province and the nation, all of our main stages are live streamed. You do need a ticket to access those, but we try to get that information out as widely as possible for folks that aren't able to join us in person.
We have Tech Tuesday here, and I'm wondering, because I have been actually playing with ChatGPT to be like my co-host on air and doing some funny bits with them, and I've really looked at ChatGPT for me has actually been great for research as a brainstorming partner when I'm stuck on words or even pulling up news articles. But do you, you know, because you've been with AIMI for so long, do you have any tips for people who are working in the AI space?
Oh, like when they're using consumer-based tools.
Yeah.
I think for me, when I'm looking at ChatGPT or another product like Copilot or Gemini, It's really about sending some grounding principles for myself around, like, what do I use this tool for? And maybe when does it become something that is more of a crutch? So for me, in my own practice, I really use those tools for things that I know that I'm already an expert in. And it helps me with, like, organizing my thinking or presenting information for different kinds of learners or different audiences. I also really like it to compare and contrast different documents. Mm. So it helps me understand the information I'm trying to process. And then it is fun to explore and start to learn in that personalized learning. But for me, one of my principles is to use it as an aid for things I already know a lot about.
Oh, I really love that. And I also, for me, has been ensure you give it very clear instructions. Like if I say May 14th and don't put the year, it's going to bring up everything from May 14th. And so getting really specific has been also helpful for me too.
Yeah, I think if you're new to prompting, one of the best ways that you can start is to tell the agent or the tool that you're using to act in a specific way. Mm. So you can actually give it a persona. So like if you're getting it to help you write business emails, you could say, act as though you're a professional in this industry and you need to send emails to these types of people.
Oh, I love it. For me, I just want to open people's eyes to the great tools and the things that you can use. And a lot of that is consumer-based for us, right? But I love that we have Amy that has located here in Edmonton, is doing this incredible conference. What are some final thoughts that you have on that conference that you want to communicate to people?
Really the excitement about bringing the ecosystem and the community to share what they know about AI and all the things that they're working on. And so there are a lot of Amy voices presenting, but there's a ton of voices from the larger community. And it's really about bringing all different kinds of folks to the table, because AI is a technology that can have ethical challenges, and even simple things like biases and data sets can lead to impacts that are unexpected or maybe haven't been considered. So that's one of my favorite parts of the conference, is that we're bringing really diverse perspectives together so we can have like a realistic and critical conversation about how we're going to use these technologies in the future.
It's very timely. I think this is incredible that's happening. How do people get tickets?
Sure, it's super easy. So tickets are available at upperbound.ai, and they're on sale all throughout the conference. So you don't need to make a decision in advance. If you're able to drop in and drop out of the conference, I highly encourage people to grab a ticket.